The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice, I think it's generally invaluable to keep the mindfulness practice as simple as possible. And sometimes it's possible to really simplify it and have a very simple aspect of the experience we pay attention to. And one of the advantages of keeping it simple is that to protect us from getting too caught up in our story-making mind, our commentary about things, our analysis, complicated analysis of it, revisiting the past, making up a future. But keep it really, really simple. And just be here with our experience. So one way of keeping it really simple is very simply know the difference or see in some highlighted way movement and non-movement. So just notice the things that are moving and notice that there's some kind of stillness present. And the more we have a sense of stillness, the more it highlights movement. And occasionally, if there's a lot of movement, it's possible to somehow get a sense or even highlight whatever stillness might still be there. And if there's either one or the other, not the other, just this idea of movement and stillness is enough just to, everything's moving, or everything seems, still. And that can be powerful. That's simple, movement and not movement. And when we can contrast them, sometimes, for example, when we sit in meditation, we're sitting physically still to some degree, and whatever physical stillness we have can help highlight the movement that's happening in the body. And there's always going to be movement, but simply to see that difference. And the same thing with the mind can be still, and we can be aware of how the mind moves, thoughts, desires, wanting, and all these types of movements of the mind, energy of the mind. And so rather than getting caught up in the energies and movement of the mind, just see it as movement. And if you can see it from a place that's still, or have the reference point of stillness, the contrast, it might be easier just to kind of watch that and be with it and don't make a big deal of it. If there's a lot of movement in the mind or in the body, a lot of energies moving around, and you don't have much stillness, to as a reference point, it might be powerful and effective, and just all you need to do is just to sit there and settle back and go, wow. Wow. It's a lot going on, a lot of energy, it's out of control. Wow. And if you can go, wow, maybe in that wow, maybe in the O in the middle, you can find a little bit of stillness or a little bit of some spaciousness in which to be with all the movements. And so I hope you enjoy. Maybe you'll enjoy today if you keep it that simple. And notice movement and notice stillness and the interface between them. Thank you.